بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر. ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب. يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. ولولا أن كتب الله عليهم الجلاء لعذبهم في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب النار. ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله ومن يشاق الله فإن الله شديد العقاب. ما قطعتم من لينة أو تركتموها قائمة على أصولها فبإذن الله وليخزي الفاسقين. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth, all glorify Allah Ta'ala. He is exalted in might and full of wisdom. It is He who got out the unbelievers amongst the people of the book from their homes at the first gathering. They never believe that they will have to get out of their homes. And you also never thought that they will have to get out of their homes. They in fact felt that their fortresses will save them against the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. So the wrath of Allah Ta'ala had overtaken them from quarters that they had least expected. And Allah Ta'ala had filled their hearts with fear. They were breaking down their homes with their own hands and the hands of the believers. So be warned. Take a warning, O people of intelligence. And had Allah Ta'ala not decreed banishment for them, He would have punished them in this very life. And in the hereafter for them is the punishment of the hereafter. This is because they had resisted and opposed Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever resists Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is strict in punishment. Whether you cut down palm trees or leave them standing on their roots, then all this is with the permission of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala may humiliate the transgressors. After the battle of Uhud, the Jews had become somewhat brave and brazen. Before this, they had written treaties with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, promising that they will maintain the peace and they will honor the peace between them and between the Muslims. They will not violate any of the conditions. They will respect all the conditions that are laid out. And they won't support any person against Madina Munawwara. If Madina Munawwara is threatened, they will support. And so did the Muslims also promise that if the Jews were threatened, then Madina Munawwara will support them. Anybody coming in their alliance will also deserve the same type of respect. So all this was signed and sealed. There was a common alliance that had to be respected. But after the Battle of Uhud, these people intrigued and tried treacherous ways against Madina Munawwara. One is they attempted to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For two, they had taken a delegation to Makkah Mukarrama, met up with the leaders of the Kuffar there, and agreed to fight and exterminate Madina Munawwara completely. When Hazrat Nabi Sallam heard about this, so he laid a siege against these Jews, the people of Banu Nazir. This is the treachery, and this is how we have violated our alliance. We had our treaties in place, and you were supposed to be honoring this, but you have violated this, so we will no longer maintain this alliance. We have terminated this treaty, and he laid a siege against them. Initially, they were promised by the Kuffar from Makkah Mukarramah that they will give them all the support and assistance. And the Munafiqeen in Makkah Mukarramah also had promised all the assistance if they were in trouble and problems. But no sooner the siege was laid, these people, they went cold and they did not stir a finger against Medina Munawwara. So, هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. It was he, Allah Ta'ala, who had instilled fear into the hearts of these Jews, and he brought them out from their very homes at the first gathering. It was the first time that they were expelled from Medina Munawwara. They were so strongly settled that even the Muslims, you people, never felt that these people can ever get out of their homes. And they were so convinced, they felt their fortresses will save them against the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. But then, what Allah Ta'ala decrees, it prevails. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. The wrath of Allah Ta'ala had overtaken them from quarters that they had least expected, filled their hearts with horror and terror. And after several days of laying the siege, they felt there was no forthcoming help and assistance, as was promised by the Kuffar. They dropped down their weapons and came down of their fortresses at the terms of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rightfully, they're supposed to be beheaded because of them violating the treaty and becoming a great threat to the people of Medina Munawwara. But Nabi sallam, in his compassion and love, he asked them to leave Medina Munawwara because your intrigues, and your conniving against Medina Munawwara is disturbing the peace here. When it's disturbing the peace, you carrying on with your treachery all the time. So in the interest of peace and well-being, it is best for you to leave Medina Munawwara, which they agreed upon. No life was taken, no blood was spilled, and they were allowed to leave Medina Munawwara. And further, they were given two other concessions. They were given 10 days notice from the, they were given 10 day notice of preparing and leaving Medina Munawwara. They were allowed also to take away all the wealth that they had except weapons. So they agreed upon all this and they had to leave Medina Munawwara. Some of them settled in Khaybar and many of them had settled in Sham, Syria. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, the first gathering. And then the second gathering where they were gathered and banished was in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He had banished them from Khaybar as well, moving away to Sham. At the time that the Muslims had laid the siege against these people, then as a strategy of war, some of their plantations and their date palms were cut down. So they made a huge hue and cry about this, that crops are being destroyed. And what type of people are these? What type of Muslims are these? So obviously, this was done just to instill fear into their hearts. And it worked. Some Sahaba Kiram felt it would be most prudent to cut down some of the trees. Whilst others felt that there was no point in cutting down the trees. This is going to be of use to us later on. So both intentions were good. Both employed their discretion. And overall, the Quran Sharif supports their differences, that whether you cut down these palm trees or leave them standing on their roots, then both are with the permission of Allah Ta'ala, impressing upon us that these type of differences of opinions are respected and honored in Islam. When some Sahaba Ikram felt that it wasn't the prudent thing to cut down the palm trees, so they left those trees, and others felt it was best in the interest of filling their hearts with terror and horror, be burned down or cut down their trees. So both is with the permission of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala shows that this type of difference of opinion are entertained and respected in Islam. So no person has the right to complain against them. And further, this brings about a disgrace to the unbelievers, it humiliates them. Now, this wealth and these lands of the Banu Nazir, obviously within the property of the believers. So Allah Ta'ala says, here there was no real war. It was just fear that overcame them, overwhelmed them, and they deserted their homes. So what is to be done with this type of property? Then this type of property where there is no warfare, this out of fear these people have deserted their homes, really they belong to Allah Ta'ala. And His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will employ His discretion entirely in doing whatever He pleases with that wealth, distributing it amongst some of the indigent and poor, the needy, the wayfarer, the orphan, etc. مَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِي مِنْهُمْ What Allah Ta'ala has taken away from them, from these Jews, etc. And granted, bestowed unto His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for this you made no expedition upon camelry or cavalry. But Allah Ta'ala grants power to His Rasul over whomever He pleases. So it was Allah Ta'ala that had cast terror into their hearts, and these people gave up all their properties and their lands. So then Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will distribute it according to what he feels is best under the circumstance. Nobody has a right to make a claim against any of this property. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir, and Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. Ma afa Allahu ala rasuli, whatever Allah Ta'ala has taken away from the people of the townships and bestowed upon His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then all this really belongs to Allah. And then His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will administer all this, and mainly it will be for the relatives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the orphans, the destitute and the needy, and the travelers. So this has been distributed to the poor and the needy and the deserving, that thereafter to whoever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will feel is most prudent, so that this wealth may not just take a circuit between the wealthy amongst you. In the days of ignorance, then this type of wealth was just distributed amongst the people that were influential, the wealthy. And Islam doesn't subscribe to capitalism where the wealth is cornered just by a few wealthy individuals. They will control and regulate the wealth. Rather, Islam will give equal opportunities to all and be especially considerate towards those that are underprivileged. So therefore, the yatim, the miskeen, and the traveler. وَمَا أَعْطَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ But in this distribution, then whatever the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grants you, then receive it. And what He stops you and forbids you from, then desist. But at all times, fear Allah Ta'ala, for Allah Ta'ala is strict in punishment.